Hello.
Hello.
What's up?
Welcome to AMC Press and Co. We welcome you whether you're on planet Mars. This means aliens can hear us. Brilliant.
We wondered where those came from.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm echoing. I can't do this, guys. I'm sorry.
I can hear the echo. So power right there. No.
So
I think yeah, that's
we have some interesting. Oh, and there's Red Hood. With our break.
Yes.
Yes.
Yep. Breaking news.
Just in time. Just in time. Yes. Breaking news. Patrick Stewart ultimately had one word to say for Trump, and that was tweet you. I mean, fuck you. Because, well, there are shitloads of homeless men in Louisiana, and one said, I'll give you a, you know... He held up a sign, and the sign read something along the lines of, give me $5 to not vote for Trump. Right? I would say so. I mean, what else have you got to really lose in this age of mediocrity and senseless bullshit? The one less thing we need is... A guy who wears the same thing all the fucking time. You know, just really, really.
Mm-hmm.
But, yes, we have around the table tonight, at least we think around the table, we have Allison, Johnny, Blackwood, and myself.
Blackwood is not here. He was,
Blackwood is unavailable at the time.
Blackwood is unavailable?
So.
What? Okay. Alright. Okay. Don't bother Red.
We're going to. Anyway, where are you? We're here. I'm here.
We're here.
I'm starting to panic.
Yes,
I know
we're
you're
here. We haven't left.
Where is he? He's not here.
Let's get through the show.
Yes, he's not there. He's out on hold.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Now we can hear you.
Now Blackwood.
Sorry, I don't mean to break the fourth wall, guys, but Blackwood had some technical difficulties. I had to figure out.
Blackwood's mic wasn't on. That's what it was.
We're getting the echo.
Holy
yes.
echo.
But everything seems to be fine now.
Thank God. Right. The crew's all in. Thank God. Good. Great. Yes. So anyway, Patrick Stewart as an actor, fantastic actor, and took down Trump with only one tweet.
Yes.
See right here, and just for
a moment, worth the $5. This is a week ago, because of the fact that he is filming. Oh no, he's not filming anything. I think he's on vacation. You know. Donald Trump. Wow.
Oh, dumbass.
Give me a dollar or I vote for Trump.
Dumb.
Oh.
Right, no, Sir Patrick Stewart.
For Trump.
And a tweet reads, "Maybe forget the humidity for a moment. Worth $5.
$15 or a vote for... Oh, that's what you're reading. Okay.
Yes. Yes. That's what I'm reading. yes. Now, also, yeah. Well, of course, he said it would... We would have no idea about the dreadful Trump would be his antics now that he is now up to, he told us.
Is an update? I am voting. I am, I just followed Patrick Stewart.
Yeah.
Fantastic. As would I, once I get off the air. But yet, like, every editor's note, it seems, any time they report on this man who wears the same bloody fucking tie. You know, could you imagine if you were Trump stylist? Yes, sir. What tie would you want? I'll have the red one. Which shade of red? The bright red one. That'll
exactly.
make you look like
That's
a clown.
Exactly what it is, Red Hood. That's exactly what it is.
You know, it'll make you
look... Yes. His style's like,
his
how are
we
going to do the hair? You know what? We're just going to comb it up, make it a mess, boom, done.
You know what? I'm going to get a lot of flack with this, but to be honest, though, if Mitt Romney was, in fact, running for president, which, unfortunately, he's not.
Well, we do have some Mitt Romney later on in the broadcast.
Yeah, I know, but I'm just saying, as an example, I think we'd be better off with Mitt Romney than Trump. You know?
Well, yeah, I mean, the funny thing about Dumpf or Trump, which is it? I mean, we do have a Trump update. We have to kind of take care of.
Donald Grump.
Trump, Grump, or... Trump, Grump, or Grump. I mean...
Or you know who else is available? George H.W. No. Yeah,
George H.W. Bush is too old to run for office, and he already ran twice.
He was only in a office once for one term, though.
Doesn't
yes,
matter.
But he was the most effective person ever.
I will not raise taxes. Do you hear me? Yeah, we hear you loud and clear, and you screwed us.
Right. I will not raise taxes. Would you imagine, like... If Mitt Romney and Donald Trump had the same stylist, what?
Oh gosh.
I'll take the blue tie, the one with the stripes. I'll take the plain red tie. Really? Yes, I would take the plain red tie and nothing more. Why? Don't you want to change it up to like a burgundy or a dark? No, that would destroy
exactly
my image.
What it is. It's just stupidity at its best.
Yeah, I mean like. You offer Trump a different tie, he doesn't wear it. What is this fucking shit, you know?
It's bloody bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason why Trump has ruled out, I mean, not Trump, Mitt Romney has ruled out an independent bid president is not actively recruiting any more political candidates to do so at the moment. But yet, though he remains hopeful that someone will emerge. But what if what if nobody emerges? What happens then?
Then we're all doomed.
You know, of course we're all doomed. You know, they have... I was seeing
it means
on the net,
that we're screwed in it. It's pretty bad. It's like you're fucked.
Oh, it's not just bad. It's horrible.
It's atrocious. Could you imagine landmines filled with his face? I mean,
it's foo bar.
No, I'd rather not.
No.
You know what?
But he would.
You know what? Like, literally, I literally yelled at somebody the other day because they suggested that they should put landmines at our border like they do with North Korea and South Korea. And I said, do you have any idea how bad that is?
That's an accident waiting to happen.
That's not even funny.
That's not funny. I almost slapped the hell out of him.
That's cruel.
That's just an accident waiting to happen.
That's a war crime.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of the things that he's saying could be lead to war crimes. I mean, how many things?
Being charged for war crimes, too. Him being charged for war
crimes.
He made
torture illegal for a reason, because it's a war crime. The UN coincides with the Geneva Convention.
Right. Exactly.
Which, no offense to anybody who's in the UN, I kind of agree with torture, but not to the extent of actually killing the person. You know? There's,
right.
Like, psychological torture is much safer than physical torture.
Right. And psychological torture is...
It's actually much more effective, you know?
In what way? I mean, if you are now analyze this...
Think about it. Like, if you hurt the guy, if you hurt the guy physically, it's not going to help. It's not going to get information out of him at all. You know?
Mm-hmm.
But if you prevent
him
psychologically,
from releasing...
Like, why do you think dictators do what they do? To get information.
Mm.
They do it psychologically. They don't do it physically. So those people that you call dictators really aren't that bad now, are they?
Mm.
Look at Pol Pot. Look what he did to his people. In 1971, he slaughtered thousands and millions. And for what purpose? Because they were educated. Putin never said that America was bad.
Right.
Kim Jong-un was brainwashed by his father saying that America is bad. China never said that. China said that yes, we have our arguments with America, but we respect them. And they respect us. Those dictators that you think are bad, they're nothing like what Trump wants to do. You don't want to know what Trump wants to do, ladies and gentlemen. It's not pretty.
He probably has a finger on the button.
What?
He probably has a finger on that button, and then we're all screwed.
Well,
the big red button.
Here's the problem, though, is that the president has the codes for the nuclear weapons.
Yeah, that's what's
weird. Once Trump gets into office, you're going to be seeing a lot of nukes flying overhead.
Yes.
Flying from over there and flying all the way towards us because 20 countries have nukes.
Yeah.
Reaction leading to a nuclear winter. Yay.
World War III could be possible.
Technically, it's already World War III.
Nobody's ready for World War III. What are you talking about?
That's what scares the living crap out of me.
All right. Johnny, spoilers. I'm pretty sure Red Hood would agree with me on this. Concerning the fact, of course, that most of the world is fighting terrorism, terrorists technically started World War III against themselves.
Yes, but...
The war on terror, because it sounds better than World War III.
Yeah, but we don't want to think about World War III. World War III, to us, is kind of like a cup of coffee. You drink it, it's gone.
Black
it tastes like chocolate.
Very, very bitter.
Exactly. The bitterest coffee there is.
Cuban coffee, for example. That's bitter.
Yeah.
Even though I do like Cuban coffee.
No, yeah, of course. We love the Cuban coffee, don't we?
Oh, no.
Yes, the Cuban Tea Party.
Oh, Jesus, could you imagine? I'm sorry. The Cuban Tea Party.
Then again, I like my coffee a little strong, so, yeah.
Yeah, no, the Cuban Tea Party. No, I'm not going to get away with this. The Cuban Tea Party.
Oh,
could you imagine Fidel Castro with a bunch of Cubans and their cigars? And
exactly.
I mean,
wait.
And then Trump right in the middle of it.
Red Hood, I got one for you. How about instead of the tea party, it's the Cuban cigar party?
Yeah.
Don't even.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Don't.
We have way too much fun on this show, folks. I apologize, but.
No, we do.
Yeah, we do.
It's hard not to have fun.
Yeah.
Anyway, on to the anti-Trump thing.
Right. So.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact is that he has started to have talks, to open talks with North Korea.
Wait, we skipped an article, Red Hood.
Yes, we did. Sorry. But
We're jumping.
Back that train up.
We be jumping. The fact that you have the anti-fervor of Romney, that he keeps saying that it's not just Trump, it's the lack of concern for the reaction to Trump. You know, because if you put Trump in anything, he'll go, I know that.
Wait, are we talking about the anti-Trump fervor, or are we still talking about Korea?
We're talking about both.
Okay, let's just stick to Mitt Romney, and then we go to Korea.
Okay. Oh, that's a really good idea.
Yeah.
But you know, the Romney thing.
We all agreed.
Right, the Romney thing. One of Romney's advisors said it's not just Trump, it's a lack of concern for the reaction to Trump. An example would be of Jeff Bezos, the Amazon CEO, last week.
The fact,
said
of course, that Donald Trump doesn't give a damn what we think about him. He just does what he wants to do.
That's what Donald's like.
But that's
most
billionaires. My good.
Like, I don't care what you think of me. I'm still running for president.
Exactly, because he's fucking stupid.
Well,
I agree with Romney on this. He thinks Trump is this vulgar, dangerous, principleless, valueless opportunist, putting it mildly. And to be honest, that's exactly how I put him as. I actually agree with Romney on this. He is a vulgar, dangerous, principleless, valueless opportunist. He doesn't care what people think about him. So it's kind of like an American version of Hitler. He doesn't care what people think about him.
He's still going to go through.
Exactly. And yet there's so many people following him, and it appalls me. I'm like, what the fuck is going on with you people?
Yeah. Wake up and smell the coffee.
Like, it's crazy.
Not just the
coffee. No, roses. Roses.
Cigars. You know?
Yeah.
Or better yet. Wake up and smell the pile of crap that's in front of you. I said it.
By the way, we count as Cuban cigars.
Yeah.
Well, Cuban cigars get sold every, you know,
and like
everywhere.
Hold on. And a general lack of concern over Trump's pattern of threatening rhetoric towards political opponents and critics is one of the main things that freaks Romney out a little bit. And it freaks me out, too. Where is the outrage, asked the Romney advisor. This is not Venezuela. A politician.
No, it's not.
Shut up, Red Hood. A politician can't say, I don't like the press coverage of this paper, so I'm going to threaten the business of the person who owns it. That is former Venezuelan president Hugo Chavez,
which,
by the way, is one of the dictators in the list I sent you. It's like, look, you're acting like Hugo Chavez. Cut the shit, you know?
Yeah. No, I know. I mean, it is kind of.
And by the way, going into that, when you compare Hugo Chavez and Putin, Putin is adorable compared to Hugo Chavez, you know? There are so many dictators that are worse than Putin. And Trump is one of them.
Yeah, no, I mean, it is one of those things where, you know, Trump is adorable.
Who doesn't like Trump? You know?
Yeah. I mean, no, Putin doesn't like Trump. Yeah, nobody likes Trump at this point because they think you're going to have somebody who is literally is literally.
It's that. That's the part that scares me to death, is that nobody sees this guy as a threat. And it's like, you don't see the red lights? You don't see the red flag?
Maybe because they're blinded by so many things.
Maybe they're blinded by the celebrity of Donald Trump.
No, maybe they're blinded by the fucking toupee that he wears.
Is that, or his skin.
The fact that he's too damn bright.
It's so freaking orange.
Yeah,
it looks like
Oompa
Loompa.
But no, it really does look like he entered his.
Although I do agree with what Trump is saying, going back, like, we're changing articles again. That China can solve that problem with one meeting or phone call, which is actually true when you think about it, because Kim Jong-un is young, he's impulsive. Meanwhile, of course,
no.
Who's... What?
Yes, he's impulsive. Okay.
And he's young. He's a kid.
And he's young. Yes. But the funny about this whole entire situation is this. Could you imagine if Kim Jong-un went and there was
on the United States?
Yeah.
Red Hood, China would nuke their ass before they even got to the border.
Good point.
China does not want to fight alongside North Korea. Neither does Russia, because they're like, all right, look, this is getting ridiculous. Stop. Cut the shit. You know? You proved your point.
Yeah.
You have nukes. We get it.
Game over.
Just,
you know,
game over. You lose.
Not even like.
Look, what are you trying to prove? What you're trying to prove is that you are a fucking asshole, like your father is.
Like your father and your father's father before him and the father's father after him. Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah,
you know.
Red Hood. And it's like getting to the point like where I think China just wants to backhand North Korea right now. It's like, fucking stop.
Yeah, it's a Batman Robin scenario.
Exactly. It's just like, oh yeah, I'm gonna build nukes and attack China. China, stop.
You know, as soon as you went, China, I probably lost my head. I was like, China. No.
Too is that Trump actually does respect China because of how well they're doing economically. And it's just like it's getting to the point where we should be allies with China, and technically we already are.
Yeah.
It's just not official. You know.
I mean, they're building our Buicks now.
What the hell does that have to do with their economy?
Say.
I'm talking about their military economy.
Oh.
Their military economy has skyrocketed. It's in the black now, which is a good thing for them. The only problem is this, is what happens if North Korea decides to declare war on every single country in Asia? North Korea is like a spoiled child that needs to be stopped. We're all worried about terrorism in the Middle East. Guess what? The real threat is a conventional army known as North Korea. And it just got silent.
No.
Yep, I'm here.
No. It's not getting silence. It's just, you know,
It's common sense, people. Okay, look. Terrorists want you to react to them.
Yeah.
Well, Bernie, like, I was reading something saying that Bernie is actually more concerned about North Korea than he is about terrorists, which is with good reason, you know?
Oh, yeah. No, I can see that.
And it's just like, oh, well, here's another problem. Yeah, what's that, Mr. Sanders? We also got North Korea and Iran.
Iran? Really?
Iran also has nukes, Red Hood. Look it up.
Yeah. I'm aware that it has nukes, Blackie, but honestly...
But right now, though, the biggest threat right now is Korea.
Yeah.
And, hang on. The U.S., Iran, or Korea? That's what I'm looking up now. Something tells me that's Korea. Americans say North Korea is the bigger enemy than ISIS, which I actually agree with. Be honest with you.
Mm.
And I'm sending you an article about that right now, if you don't mind reading it. I know, but this is actually kind of has to do with Korea. It's on topic, so don't get mad.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Put it this way, to be perfectly honest with you, I actually do agree with the American people on this
my
one.
My favorite summertime recipe.
Whoa, what the hell?
What? Homegrown salsa.
Who the? What the?
Not me.
Oh, that's me.
Yes, and we have an interruption by salsa.
Sorry.
Sorry, ladies and gentlemen. This segment was brought to you by the interruption for salsa.
Ugh.
Right. But yeah, I mean, I'm more worried that, yes, it's bigger than ISIS, but, oh, yes, now we have the P. No, we do not want IKEA, thank you very much.
But their Swedish meatballs are pretty good, so I hear.
No, the Swedish meatballs is fantastic, but that's off the point. You know, and so is the hieroglyphics instructions. But, you know,
Yeah, see, I was right. Mr. Putin is a figure who Trump has previously said he respects. And Putin does not respect him.
I need to go to
neither
IKEA for a fortune bargain.
Neither does the mayor of London, you know, the
with
new mayor of
good
London.
Reason.
Absolutely, with good reason. He's a Muslim, and you know.
And it's just I picture him slapping the hell out of Trump.
Not even he wouldn't be allowed to.
It'd be
know.
Funny though.
It would be funny, but it'd be even funnier to see Boris Johnson smack the fuck out of Trump.
Oh, it would have been funny if the Queen of England slapped the hell out of Trump.
Oh, man.
How about both of them?
Just smack, smack.
Exactly, smack. What did
actually,
I say
actually,
about
you know what?
Nothing, sir?
No, it's funny because like I think even Margaret Thatcher would want to have a go at Trump.
Yeah.
Because... Margaret Thatcher is no bullshit, because she is not a woman you want to piss off, even though she is not prime minister anymore. But holy shit!
No, she's recently dead.
I know. But I'm just saying, like, even if she was alive, she would slap the hell out of Trump.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, she wouldn't even know who Trump was, actually. Well, like, at that point, he would be a real estate person, not anything but that, you know.
And it's true, because the scariest part, though, about this, though, is that Kim Jong-un is actually younger than us. He's like 26 or 25. He was like, what, 26, 25 when his father died?
But he doesn't know. But he doesn't know much. I mean, like, yes, he may have advisors, but...
Whoa, hold on. when his father died, take over these young generals, and all of a sudden he goes in, takes over, and he's the boss already. It's incredible. He wiped out the uncle. He wiped out this one, that one. I mean, this guy doesn't play games. We can't play games with him, which is something that I agree with Trump on.
Mm.
Yes, I agree with him, but I'm still not going to vote for him. You know? And this was, and how long has their nuclear program been going on for, and nobody done a thing about it? 2006, in breach of international agreements, and has made repeated threats of nuclear strikes against South Korea and the U.S. Maybe the next threat won't be a threat. It may actually happen. That's the part that everybody is afraid of.
I mean, that is scary. Once it,
that's terrifying.
Say, it may actually happen.
Look, have you seen how small the Korean Peninsula is?
It's very small.
It's tiny. It's only about the size of Rhode Island.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, well, maybe
or
Maine. It's a bigger, but no offense, Rhode Island residents who are listening to this. You know?
Oh, yeah. No, I know.
I mean, like, it's just, like, nobody cares about Korea, but everybody's worried about ISIS. And Hillary Clinton does not want to do anything about North Korea or the terrorists, but Trump and Bernie Sanders do.
Right.
Think about this for a minute. Trump wants a stronger military. Bernie wants a stronger military. Hillary wants all guns taken away. Trump doesn't want guns taken away. Neither does Bernie.
Right.
But anywho, we're getting off track. It's 10:35.
It's 10:35, and you've just if you're tuning in. You're tuning to AMC Press & Co. So, the next article, I mean, really, also, it is kind of a thing. You know. That, we have another disability discrimination issue going on in Australian workplaces. What is going on with that, Allison?
Let's get the disability update.
Can't get my words out. I'm sorry.
About a girl who has cerebral palsy and a hearing impairment.
Yeah.
Saying that she actually does not talk about her disability to her employers. She avoids it. In a bid not to be judged.
Right, but what?
Which, it's unfortunate how people have to hide their disabilities because there's the stigma attached. True, that's what I at least feel that it has to change. And this bias against people, when you're not allowing their abilities to show, is wrong.
Yeah, it's completely wrong.
Yep.
It's completely wrong. But, it's not as if we have a choice. But, at the same time, it's our choice. It's not anybody else's choice.
Exactly.
To do something where to do something like that. What exactly happens? The fact that she has a hearing impairment or
Well, didn't anything bad happen in the article?
Well, no, but the fact that, you know, this is a person who in interview said, don't worry about the next candidate. We are doing the interview. We are only doing the interview to be seen as doing the right. Okay. I kind of have a problem with that. If you are saying that you're only doing this to be doing the right thing.
And if you don't hire this girl, there's an issue.
Yeah, there is a problem.
Yeah. I mean, it is a problem because of the fact that, you know, the father, she's 27, okay?
Yep.
And the former executive Wall Street pharmaceutical giant Greens told that it was not us underestimate people with disabilities that people are capable of. Well, obviously, everybody has to have their say. I don't think it can be ever that, you know, it's not fair to say that you can't have your say.
Exactly.
But
I
mean what would
again,
you
it's like I'm sorry. I'm reading a different article.
Yeah, but it's
so breaking news.
Breaking news.
I don't mean to interrupt, but this is the next article. Transgender program from children is touted.
Breaking news.
Really?
Yep.
God damn it.
Yes, the sexy breaking news.
The sassy breaking news.
All right.
The sassy
so,
breaking news.
Transgender programming of children is child abuse, warns American College of Pediatricians. Chemical castration, genetical mutilation, and mental illness run amok. I hate to say this. To be honest, I do kind of see where they're coming at with this because a lot of people are taking this way out of proportion. Because so this guy walks into an OBGYN clinic and demands a
OBGYN.
Okay, can I?
Yes.
Clinic and demands a gynecological exam. The doctor, a woman, takes one look at him and says, "That won't work. You're a man." The man, however, self-identifies as a woman and blasts the doctor for being a bigot. So now, of course, we got the bigot card flying.
Oh,
already,
boy.
Which is something that's kind of stupid, in my opinion. I self-identify as a woman, he says, and I demand to be treated as a woman, or I call my civil rights lawyer.
Right.
I think that there's a need for change all around.
Yeah, but it's like, here's the problem, though.
Yeah.
Here's the thing, though, is that, like, people who, it's basically also affecting the children now, too.
Yeah.
This is what you and I were arguing about the other day, Red Hood. You know?
Right. Yeah, no, I mean, I believe that at least with this kind of thing,
it's this mental distortion is now being thrust on the children. It's like it's being forced on the children as part of a sick, demented political agenda to appease most of the lunatic fringe elements of the political spectrum.
Right.
And that agenda now demands that public schools be turned into transgender child factories, apparently, from this article.
But that's, I mean, it's even more...
And it's about physical reality.
Right.
That's the point I'm making clear. It's about knowing what's real and what's not. Homosexuality, yes, that's real. We've already established that. But being transgender, like thinking that you're a woman when you're clearly not, and that's affecting the children. It's affecting them mentally. That's the problem. You know?
Yeah. It's affecting their mental health.
Exactly, which is a bad thing. You
yeah,
know?
It's a horrible thing.
And
yeah. I mean,
and it's a crime against children. Technically, it is child abuse when you think about it. Because you're forcing these
yeah.
thoughts on the children.
Yeah, it is.
It's, they want to end bullying. Guess what they're doing? They're bullying.
Right.
Yeah.
They're bullying children.
It's just another way.
That
transgender
good thing.
Type bullying.
You know? Turning out confused, suicidal children who are physically and chemically mm-hmm. mutilated by a society that applauds them for denying their biological reality. This entire agenda is now being waged against children of America by politically motivated cultural arsonists is nothing less than a crime against children.
Oh, yeah.
And that's a scary thing because, like, now we have children that are becoming more sensitized, more sensitive than what they need to be. I mean, look, our childhood, like, Brito, you can agree with me on this. I mean, think about it. We've been subject to bullying as kids. Most of us turned out okay. Some of us didn't, you know?
Well, we all have our different stories of it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I myself was bullied and mentally abused as a kid. So,
but you turned out okay, technically. You know?
Not really.
What
well,
that
mean,
can be debated. No, yeah, kid.
Technically.
No. Johnny has a point. No, it can be debated highly because the fact that, you know, if I didn't get therapy and I didn't get all
yeah.
this stuff, then no way would I be
like,
turning out okay.
The thing, though, again, though, like with me, I was bullied as a kid. That didn't bother me at all because of the fact that, like, I'm not that sensitive. You know this, you know?
Well, yeah, but at the same time, it is that kind of a thing. You know, either you adopt a very thick skin,
yeah,
or
you
not.
A shell of your normal self.
I wouldn't say a shell. That's,
but
that's
again,
really
like,
bad to say.
Wait, hold on. But going back to this, this is what, like, and it alarms people because this politically motivated transgender agenda has now invaded our schools, where vulnerable children will be easily swept into the confusing, abusive world of chemical castrations and genetic mutation surgery while being applauded by obedient conformists for having the courage to deny their biological existence. And so now we live in a nation where child-abusing parents who seek to be locked away in mental institutions are turning their children into gender-confused basket cases who may also end up needing psychiatric intervention.
Well, yeah.
Is that what
I
you
mean,
want for your children? No.
No. It's not what I would want for mine.
And now
or...
it's a mental illness. Which... I don't really know how to... It could be chemical as well. That's the thing.
which fucks with people's brains.
Exactly. It could be both mental and chemical illness. I mean, but we don't know. Like,
hey, I turned out okay. Actually better than okay.
Mm.
But here's the thing, though, too, is that, like, homosexuality is not a mental illness. It's actually a natural thing. That's the thing. I mean,
right.
You know, yeah. Like, we scientists have already proven this, that that it's not a choice. It's not a mental illness. It's actually it happens at the most random times. You know?
Right. No, but, I know.
Now, I'm not bashing the homosexuality and lesbian alliance movement, but I understand where they're coming from.
No, you're not.
Exactly. What I'm saying is that, what was I saying?
You were saying that you weren't bashing the LGBT, and I don't.
Like, what I am bashing is the fact, of course, that people feel that, oh, we should force our kids to succumb to these transgender agenda.
Yeah, it's just like how some people, like, oh, you have autism, pray for you. Like, it's not that bad.
Fucking God help me. Fuck off, you know?
I mean,
That's literally what I said to somebody who said, I'm praying for you because you have autism. I said,
embrace it.
What?
Yeah.
Embrace who you are. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, embrace who you are. And honestly, I mean, embrace everything about yourself that makes you you.
I mean, it's just that our brains run a little bit differently. That's all.
Right.
I mean, we're not going to die. Well, someday, but...
Someday, but not now.
We're going to live a normal life.
Exactly. Exactly. You know.
The whole transgender thing has gone way too far. That's all I'm saying.
I totally agree with you.
And it's just like, look, it technically it is child abuse. It's psychological abuse.
No, it is.
And it's crazy. It's like, and people don't realize this. You know, that's the part that scares me. It's like, so you don't realize that technically you're abusing your child psychologically here?
Well, yeah, and I think that when they look back at this, they will...
Basically, what you're doing is making them want to mutilate themselves.
Or making them to harm themselves, not good. You know?
And it's this is the part, of course, I think people need to understand. Basically, of course, what you're doing is that chemical castration or genetic mutation, like actual castration, basically what you're doing here is that you are basically removing a healthy organ.
Mm-hmm.
Just because you feel that you're a woman or a man or whatever, you know?
Right.
That's the part that horrifies me the most, is the fact that you're taking away a part of your body that's naturally there.
Right.
You know?
Right. It's like cloning. I mean, it's like cloning. It is no different than cloning.
Actually, it is different from cloning, but I'll argue with that later in a later time. You know?
No, what I mean is in terms of the genetic modification of it.
Oh, you mean like in Jurassic World, like what they did with the raptors?
Correct.
Gee, I wonder how that went.
Not well.
That didn't end up too well.
Sorry about that, guys.
Not too well.
Basically, of course, what you made there was basically a raptor that is actually smarter than humans. Good job.
Yeah.
Right. And shockingly, we only have 8 minutes left to our show.
What? Holy cow.
All right, well, skip that article and go on to the major law firm.
Put that
using
a
lawyer.
So the the major law firm. What is? Somebody can get this. The major law firm.
I mean, what is it? Have lawyers become so lazy now that they can...
Oh, right. Yeah. I mean, how would that
hire
work? Right. Could you imagine? How could that work in court?
Has anybody ever seen The Matrix, how that went?
No. Has anybody ever seen a human reaction between a judge, a lawyer, and their client? Yes, plenty of times. But has ever anybody seen the reaction of a robot lawyer, a judge, and his clients? Probably not. I imagine that it would go...
When detected, kill, 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 kill.
Or, Your Honor, I plead the fifth. Thank you very much. And, oh, by the way, my client is defunct. I'm defective. Oh, shit.
Right, Steven,
hold on a second.
Give it a rest.
Yes.
Kind of thing.
Stephen Hawking,
you know.
I apologize for that reference. I do not. Please do not tweet me saying that I'm an asshole.
Checkpoint Charlie. You know.
Exactly. That's pretty much what it is.
Yeah. I mean, could you imagine, Your Honor?
Yeah.
And yes. Yes, the verdict is you're guilty, very guilty. I don't give a... Wait a second, my hard wiring, and where are my case files? Oh, shit.
Exactly.
Right.
Overload.
No, it's like, I don't have... I don't have my case files.
Thank you.
Shit,
system error.
I don't... Oh, shit. System error. Wait. Yep. Did I have a... Did I have a financial reboot?
Actually, no, right? Skynet's
going to
take...
Wait.
Hold on, guys.
Wait a minute. What would happen?
Allison.
Wait a minute. What would happen if... Yeah?
Skynet takes
yes?
over all the artificial intelligence. All the AI lawyers, like...
Ooh.
Now, yeah,
yeah,
kind of thing.
Not good.
Not good at all.
That's not good at all.
You know, honestly, it's got to be.
It's going to be interesting.
Yeah, because someday it will be like the Jetsons and his boy Elroy. Imagine if
Rosie.
But imagine if Rosie really became the lawyer.
No.
Yes, I have those files for you, Mr. Jetson. Sorry. You know, kind of thing.
That'd be interesting, wouldn't it?
It would be very interesting.
Yeah, hold on.
On that note, we have to go. We have to get out of here.
Yes.
We will see you on Monday.
Yeah.
Right.
Excuse me.
Yeah. What?
Yeah.
I have to go chase Red Hood now. Red Hood, I'm gonna give you a 10-second head start.
Yes. Oh. Right. You have to go change.
Yeah.
Red.
Yeah.
You have to go change me.
Yep.
Oh shit!
Yep.
This is not gonna be.
No.
Red Hood, no.
Come here,
no.
Red.
I guess let's go.
Good night, everybody.
Have a good night. Good night.
Night.